You know, I've often wondered what happens when a quiz kid grows up, when one of those child prodigies reaches maturity, and now I know. If the quiz kid is a girl, she grows up to be a very pretty young lady, because I have a very pretty young lady in the studio with me this morning who used to be a quiz kid. How old are you now, Vanessa?
I was 21 on the 24th of March, and on the 25th I started rehearsals of a play called Over 21.
You're just 21 and you just got back from Germany, didn't you?
Yes, this play that I just mentioned, the cast and me included, we flew the airlift.
You did? And where did you go there?
We played for the GIs in 10 of the major air corps bases.
Mm-hmm. Who was with you?
We played at Celle, Fassburg, Heidelberg, Frankfurt, Munich, Berlin. I can't remember. We saw
so all much. Over, huh?
Yes.
Well, who was with you, Vanessa?
Constance Bennett organized the troupe. Charlie Ruggles, Donald Woods, Jimmy Lydon, Charlie Arndt, Hilary Brook, two stage managers and a prompter.
And you.
And me.
Well, now, before we go further, friends, I want to tell you about Vanessa Brown, because that's who is right across from me. Vanessa is still a student at UCLA in Los Angeles and gets her degree this spring. At the same time, she's a successful movie actress. How many pictures, Vanessa?
11 all told.
And you also write, don't you? You write for the college paper, don't you?
You should see me flash my press card. It's from the California Daily Bruin.
What's that, the school paper?
It's the UCLA Daily Paper.
Uh-huh.
I was on sort of an assignment for my feature editor. He told me what to look for in the city, because they had been abroad in the army.
Uh-huh. Well, now, are you going to write the series of articles for the paper?
I think I'm going to talk to them and let them write it.
Well, you better write it. By the way, you also write fiction, too, don't you?
The Daily News in New York bought 3 of my stories, $50 apiece.
Well, now you see what happens when a quiz kid grows up. A quiz kid like Vanessa, anyway.
Please, let's forget the quiz kid.
Well, all right, I want to tell you a little more about Vanessa here. Her father is a writer and a linguist, and her mother is a child psychologist. Vanessa's real name, you know, is Smila Brind. Is that the way you pronounce that?
That's right.
And she was born in Vienna. Incidentally, she goes to school under her own name and not her movie name. You went to school in both New York and Los Angeles, didn't you, Vanessa?
Joan of Arc Junior High School and Hunter High here, and Hollywood High and UCLA in Los Angeles.
And while you were in New York, you started your acting career. I believe you were in Watch on the Rhine, Lillian Hellman's play, weren't you?
That's how I knew what I was going to be. I was an actress, and I liked it very much.
Well, you see, friend, she's just turned 21, gone to school, gone to Germany, been an actress, and she's, by the time she's 40, she'll probably have been in Grand Opera.
Well, I studied ballet at the Met here, if that's a starter.
Do you sing, too?
Of course, it's an essential for acting.
Well, all right, folks, I sort of give up. Now, you see what I mean.
Now, don't mention quiz kids again.
Well, I was just going to say, this quiz kid grew up the way a quiz kid should. It makes me feel a little frustrated. Is there any romance in this otherwise extremely interesting life, Vanessa?
My whole life's a romance, if that's what you mean.
Well, not exactly,
uh-huh.
But is that what you mean?
Yes.
All right. By the way, what was Germany like, Vanessa?
Well, the country of Germany, the American zone which I saw most of, is not at all destroyed. They're prosperous, they're farming again, the fruit trees are in blossom. The cities are destroyed, but I didn't think they were destroyed enough. Germans are getting back on their
you
feet.
You didn't think they were destroyed enough.
I didn't think they were destroyed enough because compared to England and what France suffered, the Germans, I don't think, suffered half as much as people who created that much destruction should have.
Uh-huh.
And they don't even feel that they've lost the war. And I think that they can be ready to start again.
You do.
If given the opportunity. That's why when I see fairs like they have in Rockefeller Center here of the German industry coming back on its own again, I think it can be reconverted in no time back to what it was. And I think we should help the people who helped us, France and England, more than we are helping the Germans.
Well, I think you have something there. I think we're trying to help France and England. You don't agree, then, with the rehabilitation of German industry?
I think German industry will get back on its own feet without our help, so much of our help.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like this fair up here at Rockefeller Center, the German industry's fair. You think that those products could be war products, is that it?
Those products certainly can. They're plumbing, they're dyes, they're optical works, and the Germans are very good at all those things.
I know they are. That's where we got a lot of our optical things. By the way, you rode the airlift, you said, didn't you?
It was very exciting. The pilots let me sit up front, and they let me watch, and they pointed out the three airfields in which we come in on. We come in on in three sectors, in the French sector, in the British sector, and in the American sector. We came into Tempelhof, which is the largest airdrome. Uh-huh. Goering has a whole plant built underneath the airdrome.
He did?
He used to set up his Messerschmitts on the different levels. I think there are, I don't know how many stories underneath the airport.
Uh-huh.
And seeing Berlin at
Were you
night,
down there?
No, that's the only thing we didn't. We saw almost everything else, I think.
What did you see? What did you say about seeing Berlin at night?
Seeing Berlin at night, seeing any city at night, but especially since you know that you've just crossed the corridor and you've been over the Russian zone and you might have dropped down and you might never have come back. It's very exciting.
Well, I can imagine that. Say, by the way, what part did you play in Over 21?
In Over 21, I played the young bride. Beatrice Pearson played the part in New York.
Mm-hmm. And what is your latest picture, Vanessa?
The Heiress, made by William Wyler and Paramount Pictures.
I see. And what part do you play in that?
An Irish maid. I acquired a brogue.
Well, you look a little Irish for a Viennese girl. I mean, you could pass very easily for an Irish. Give us a little example of your brogue.
No. Only when I'm working for Paramount.
See, nothing off limits. Well, who else is in this picture? The
Olivia de Havilland, Montgomery Clift, Ralph Richardson, Miriam Hopkins.
Oh, boy.
And Wyler, working for William Wyler is the greatest experience that anybody can have, I think.
Well, he's pretty good, they say. Incidentally, Vanessa, I want to ask you one question. Finally, how does it feel to be as smart as you are and only 21?
I would like to be dumb and stupid and beautiful.
Well, Vanessa, I don't think you'll ever make it. You're pretty enough, but you'll never be dumb, so I think you'd better let well enough alone. And thanks very much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy.
And so, until tomorrow, good day.